have been since the day that it started. I have some experience with step 10 as it's laid out in this book, and the reason why I have that is because I came to the Hyannis meeting when I was 20 years old and to get out of trouble, ironically. And guess what happened? I got out of trouble, and a whole lot of great things actually happened to follow that, because for me to get to step 10, I was in a great deal of pain at that time, and I'm certainly not going to tell you my story from the day I walked into Alcoholics Anonymous, because I think it's really important that when we speak on a step, we try to stay on it the best that we can. So I guess my first 10 steps were just calling up and complaining to my sponsor, and then I quickly figured out that that didn't get me anywhere, you know. And as I think that Hyannis group evolved, and especially this group for me, has evolved, we all kind of really take a look at the work that we had done in the fourth step. So today, on the quickest way possible to explain how a 10-step works for me today, you know, like I said, back then it was like a bitch and moan session. I'd hang up, feel no better whatsoever. And then I think it's important to say this too. It's like I would call my sponsor up, Dale M. I'd complain to him about Susie was a common problem in my life at the time, and then I'd be done with that, and then I give like Ronnie a call and I tell him the whole story all over again, you know. And then I give Joe a call and just let it rip again, you know. And like, you know, these guys have no idea that I'm on the third or fourth time telling the same story, because then I'd add something to it like it really wasn't my fault. I mean, it's just kind of impossible how she, I'm not recorded, I forgot, but she did it to me again, you know what I mean. And then there's those lines in the book that we stepped on the toes of our fellows, and then sometimes they had a right to retaliate, you know. But it was like, it's like getting sober, for me, was like walking into a room with your zipper down. I was the last one to figure out I was an alcoholic. I was the last one to figure out it was my fault that I put myself in this position. Like, it shouldn't say fault. It was just my alcoholism running my life. Well, after I would campaign and try to get everybody on my side on this stuff, and I'd always tell myself this story first and sound really good so everyone would be like, yeah, she was wrong. You know, it's like, it's not about being wrong or right. It's about having a peaceful mind. That's what step 10 is all about. So if I've surrendered my peace to one person, place, or thing, whether it be anything, it's on me. It's not on anybody else. It is 100% on me. So if my mind is telling me these stories and this, that, and the other thing, there's a way out of it. And this is the way that I found, you know, character assassination does not work. Telling the story and making it feel like it's not my fault does not work. So it's important for me to point out what actually I used to do all the time. I get a resentment, campaign the shit out of it, figure it out wasn't my fault, tell everybody about it, I feel no better, and I just go on and on and on. And that is not a defense. That's just going backwards. So what step 10 to me is today is this. I get, what I try to do is watch out. There's simple instructions right here that are read here. And if I don't know these instructions verbatim after sitting in this room for the amount of time I've been in it, or I say, when's the last time I did my 10 step was actually yesterday. Last time I read this was Tuesday. So I read it sometimes. I just try to live. I know how to live step 10. So the first direction in step 10 for me is to watch. But even before that for me is to become spiritually fit. And that starts for me in the morning and building this defense against not just the first drink, but what's going on in here. Like, what am I thinking about? Am I thinking about myself? Am I thinking about what I can do for others? Am I following the directions in 84 to 88? Or am I just talking bullshit? Like, what am I exactly doing? Where am I today with this stuff? So the way to avoid doing 10 steps for this guy is to be spiritually fit, is to be unselfish, tell the truth. Like my father used to say, Dennis, the truth is bitter, but it's never shameful. That's because it's the truth. So if somebody doesn't like the truth, sorry, you don't have to be a jerk about it, but it's the truth. Watch out for my self-seeking behavior, my dishonest behavior, and all that stuff equals the fear. Fear usually doesn't just snap into my life. It's a result of those behaviors. I end up afraid. And then guess what I got to do? A 10th step. So for me, what I do when these things come into my life, whether I'm thinking about somebody that has upset me, somebody's not doing something I want, I'm not getting my way. There's a gentleman, he owes me a few dollars right now, more than a few dollars. But I look at it like this. It's not that important. So I can either dwell on what this guy, for me, is not what he owes me and stay focused on that, or say, maybe he's having a tough time. Maybe he's going to go bankrupt. Maybe, I don't know. There's a lot of things. Obviously, I really believe if the guy had the money, he'd pay me. So I can, my point in saying all this is I can dwell on the problem, or I can quickly go into like a spiritual solution. And the choice is mine. It's my day to wreck. You know what I mean? Like, I can destroy my own day and blame everybody else. And I have done that long enough. I am not interested in doing that. And actually, I apologize. I did a 10 step today at about 1 o'clock. And I'll talk about that in a minute. But I become spiritually fit. And then after that, I just watch for those defects that I spoke to you about. And they come in all forms, you know what I mean? They come in forms of, most of the time I'm usually thinking about myself, you know, and what I'm not getting, or how bad my life is, which is not true. Is my life can be very difficult? Yeah, it all depends on the way I look at it, I guess. I bet if you're in my shoes, you'd be like, I want somebody else's shoes for forever. Never mind, I don't want your shoes, but these are my shoes and these are the shoes that I'm in, and this is what I got to do. I got to live the spiritual life and be loving, tolerant, and kind towards everybody in my life, no matter how hard it is. And how do I do that? Is like I said, I spiritually prepare. I watch for these defects. When they arrive in my life, I like to get down on my knees. So I work on job site. I have no problem getting on my knees. Actually, I don't think I've been any more peace. If I ever thought of a peaceful place I've ever been in my life, it's always on my knees. And there's just a calmness about it for me. I don't know about anybody else. And sometimes I ask for it just to be quickly removed. Sometimes I'm in the position where I've been fooling around with that, whatever that selfishness or dishonesty was for a little while, and I end up begging for it to be removed. That happened not too long ago, recently, by my bedside where I say my prayers, just asking God to really begging him to help me with the situation, because I am not going to fix this situation. I've proved this to myself over and over and over again, but I know how I can get the strength to get over these situations. So once I ask for it to be removed, I kind of say it inside myself, God, remove this situation, remove this selfishness, remove this story that I'm telling myself, that goes into dishonesty for me. When I start telling myself the story, if he did that or she did this, everything would be great. That's a bullshit alcoholic story for this guy. And my alcoholism loves me to buy into that stuff. So it's important that I don't. So after I ask for it to be removed, sometimes it goes away, sometimes it doesn't. And if I have to go to where I ask for it to be removed, then I pick up the phone. And how I arrive at that is I look at the situation I'm in, I ask for help. Whoever's name comes into my head, that's who I call. I call my sponsor Tuesday night. I had a situation, I talked to him. Today, another name came into my head, I called that guy today. And I went over the exact selfishness that I was going through at the time today. And it's really important for me just to lay it out the way that exactly how it is in the fourth step form is what I do. This is the resentment or whatever the situation is, and like take my inventory of this. This isn't about the other person. This is about my inventory. I ask myself where I'm being selfish, you know, the resentment, what it affects, what areas of my life, which is really important. Sometimes I like to skip over, you know, the sex relations, personal relations, ambition, security, all these things. I just skip right by that. But it's really important to look at how this is affecting maybe my home or my job or an AA meeting, you know. Who knows? And so after I looked at those areas, then I say, where am I being selfish? Usually, like I said, I'm not getting my way, some way, shape, or form. I'm not thinking about somebody else. I'm thinking about myself and what I can get or what I want or what I didn't get. It's always something usually to that, something like that. Then I look at the dishonesty, which goes right back into that storytelling the alcoholic loves to tell himself. I love telling myself stories. It's one of my favorite pastimes, honestly. And, you know, remember I used to tell myself stories when I was a very young man, like, wow, she's looking at me. And they're like, yeah, you gave her fucking money at the cashier. She looked at you. Yeah, right. Of course she looked at you. And then she handed your change back. And next to the next guy, guess what? She looked at him too. You know? So to me is to get by this alcoholic thinking and like really look at myself. I'm like, where am I being self-seeking? And I share that with the other man, you know. And then where am I afraid? That's usually the end result of those things. And then after that, We've already asked for help. Now, that's the most important thing to me. Is whenever you go to call someone to do a 10-step, and I kind of listened to one tonight on the way to the meeting, you stop and you ask for help before one word is said. The most important instruction, if you ask me. Then you hear the feedback. You know, and usually in the feedback of having an open mind, I can get the answer, or I may not. I may just say, well, that didn't work because I'm not open to it. But 95% of the time, if I'm open, I get something, and I get the answer in that conversation, like I did this afternoon. I didn't have to make amends because I didn't do anything. But the way I was thinking was not what I didn't want to think the way I was thinking today. That's why I made that phone call. It started with a text, then it turned to a phone call. I looked at the fear, and you're not going to believe what the end result of this amazing story I told myself was. Do nothing. That is usually the answer for this guy. If I got to make a direct amend, I make it. But 95% of the time is just to mind my own business and stay out of it. It's usually the answer because I like to go on here and rearrange all Ronnie's stuff and tell him how to do it. And it never works. You know, I go to Al-Anon too, if you really want to be on. I mean, that talk about answers that come right at you, whether you want to hear them or not. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to get them. If you're an alcoholic, you go to an Al-Anon meeting, check it out. But just listen for a while because you want to jump in and like fix everybody like me. And that's what I have found. So when I follow those instructions, I'm usually out of it. If that doesn't work, then the magic pen comes out. The number one thing that most people in Alcoholics Anonymous are fucking terrified, that's a pen and a notebook. I don't know why it scares everybody so much. But I know why it scared me, because when you write this shit out, it's the truth, and it's right in your face. And when you read it, nobody did it to you. You wrote this stuff about your life, and that's the truth. Going back to what my father said, you wrote this truth, and you got to look at it, and then you got to read it to somebody, which is even worse, because then it's more humbling to read the truth that you wrote about this situation. So that's what I do for a quick prayer 10 step, then an individual 10 step with somebody, and then a written 10 step. That's just the way I do it. When I do that, then all sorts of remarkable things can happen. I don't have to be a prey to misery and depression. I can be honest with people about exactly how I feel. Number one thing, this guy, as a man, I don't want to tell anybody how I'm feeling, especially if it's not good. Wah, 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 wah. Like, I want to tell you, everything's great. It's all snowmobiles and fucking mountain bikes and all this other bullshit. No, it's not. It's about looking at my life and how can I improve on my life. And the most important thing as a result of step 10 is what I started with, which is a quiet mind and having this God consciousness that it's laid out at our feet. We're all welcome to have it. All you got to do, one thing, is do the work from 1 to 10 to get to that point. And the way you do that is you get a sponsor and you show up at this meeting every week. And check Susie out too. There's nothing wrong with that because that'll get you back to the meeting really quick. So it's good to laugh too, guys. So all I can say, this meeting has literally saved my life as well as the Highness Men's Big Book Group, the men in it. These guys have always had my back. I don't know where I would be without this process, without this meeting. Just so fortunate. I haven't sat at this table in an awful long time, and good memories, you know. There's a lot of fallen soldiers behind us that we never forget. So, you know, really grateful to the guys in this group, and thanks for asking me to speak.
If you have completed a fifth step of the book of